Good evening and a very Merry Christmas from your radio family here at WJJQ. Our annual tradition of a musical gift to our community from the St. Mary's Choir and Friends is about to begin. Our performance tonight, called the Festival of Christmas, is being brought to you by Bremen Merrill Ford, Grace Lutheran Church, Jeff and Jean Walker, Nicolay National Bank, Krieger Ninsgrim Funeral Home, Sioux Growing Supply, Heritage Chevrolet, Arlen and Michelle Wingate, the United Methodist Church, and by Crossbridge Community Bank. Now, under the direction of Jan Hughesby, musical director, and assisted by Mary Ramsey, the St. Mary's Choir and Friends, Festival of Christmas.
Ready the way, ready. welcome you, and we're overjoyed that you are here. John and Gaudi's lovely arrangement of Ave Maria, Madre di Dio, was sung by John himself here at St. Mary's 20 years ago. We'd like to share it again today with our children leading the way, then featuring Lisa. Ave Maria, Madre de Dios.
Ave, Ave, Ave,
also called Fairest Lord Jesus, is an endearing hymn which originated in Germany in 1842. Since then, it has been arranged and sung in many ways by many choirs. As we imagine the infant Jesus, we hope that you enjoy our choir's rendition of this inspired hymn in classical style. The children join us again for the well-known song, Do You Hear What I Hear? We may not realize that this song was written in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis as a powerful plea for peace. Noel Regnier was born in France, but was drafted into the German army in World War II. Though he wore a German uniform, he remained loyal to the French and secretly warned them of impending danger. He later moved to Manhattan and wrote songs for Broadway, but his memories of war followed him. In October of 1962, he felt the sense of despair in the streets of New York. Amidst the fear of nuclear war, he had been asked to write a holiday song. And then he saw two mothers walking their babies in strollers. And the babies smiled, reminding him of newborn lambs. Imagine a savior born as helpless as a baby lamb. Do you hear what I hear? It's a message of peace that is desperately needed today.
See you.
We're going to pick up the pace with our next song. With the children singing the verses, I will cue you when to sing your part. Our next two songs will be sung together, paired with the theme of reassurance and trust. Though they were composed exactly 250 years apart, their message of relying on God is the same. Featuring Mike and Wendy, we present Be Still My Soul and You Raise Me Up.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief for pain. Leave to your God to order and provide in every every change. God faithful will
until you come and sit a while.
If you enjoyed the movie Home Alone, we hope you will like our rendition of Somewhere in My Memory. Christmas is a time of nostalgia, family, and fond memories of precious moments with people we have loved. The first part of our program concludes with the song, Thankful. Recorded by Josh Gorbin and led by Lisa. If we can send you home today with one feeling, it is gratitude. In this season of Advent, God says to us, listen carefully. Become more aware of the world around you, of people and circumstances and the challenges in your lives. I will meet you there in these ordinary things, and I will make the ordinary extraordinary for you. I will change you. No matter what, there is so much to be thankful for.
Joy.
We hope you have enjoyed part one of this musical gift to our community, the Festival of Christmas, under the direction of Jan Hughesby, accompanied by Mary Ramsey. The concerts tonight are being brought to you by Crossbridge Community Bank, United Methodist Church, Arlen and Michelle Wingate, Heritage Chevrolet, Sue Growing Supply, Krieger Ninsgren Funeral Home, Nicolet National Bank, Jeff and Jean Walker, Grace Lutheran Church, and Bremen Merrill Ford. Now we present the cantata, the Festival of Christmas.
It's easy to lose sight of the Christ child at this time of year. Glittering trees and presents and busyness can get in our way. But tonight, we'd like to take you to a back street in Bethlehem, to a young couple, both joyful and frightened at the thought of a birth they could not fully understand. For 2,000 years, Christians have gathered around fires and in their churches to retell the story that changed us forever. We needed a walking, talking, being with us Jesus, just as God knew we would. And the good news is that God decided he needed to be with us, to become one of us. And so, our story begins.
Thank you. Christmas, Noel, the revelation of Christ, the coming of the Messiah, the arrival of a king. This is the dawn of redemption for all people, love that descends from heaven to earth, and a miracle of life exceeding all imagination. The prophetic words of Isaiah hailed the news of Christ's impending birth. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
This child, this king, who would change the world for all time, was about to be born. God in flesh, God the Son, born of Mary. And Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone should return to the town of his origin to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David. He went with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people."
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, and the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all."
Thank you.
The shepherds hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they were anxious to spread the news about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told.
Stars are brightly shining.
The miraculous story of that Christmas night brought to us the gift of love, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus.
Let us go and share this news of the true meaning of this beautiful season. Come, Emmanuel.
Oh.
What a beautiful gift to our community, the Festival of Christmas. The St. Mary's Choir and Friends, 70 members strong. We thank them for this tremendous addition to our Christmas holiday. Jan Hughesby, the musical director, assisted by Mary Ramsey. It was a wonderful concert. We'd like to thank our sponsors for making this time available. Krieger Ninsgren Funeral Home, Sioux Growing Supply, Heritage Chevrolet, Arland and Michelle Wingate, United Methodist Church, Nicolet National Bank, Gene and Jeff Walker, Grace Lutheran Church, Bremen Merrill Ford, and by Crossbridge Community Bank, Tomahawk and Merrill. We wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and blessed holiday season.